您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Taking a flight is definitely one of the most efficient ways of traveling. However, there are some very dirty areas of an airplane, and you may have already touched them several times. Do you realize that? 飞机是因为省时间成为现代人首选的出行方式之一，但是飞机上有一些经常被触碰到的地方其实很脏，你知道吗？ So this article actually ranks places that are sometimes even dirtier than toilets.
It's so gross. Now I'm really afraid of traveling after reading this.
Some of it's very worrying, and they say if you spread your peanuts on your tray and then eat them, you probably just ingested some baby poop, because this is according to an ex-flight attendant for America's Southwest Airlines, who said she saw more dirty diapers laid out on those food trays than food.
But no one puts
their peanuts on the tray, though, do they?
No. But sometimes if the peanuts is really good and you accidentally drop one on the tray table, would you
pick it up? You might eat it.
Yeah, five-second rule, right?
A study by Auburn University found that the tray table was the second highest carrier of E. coli in the plane cabin, with the disease festering for 72 hours.
Oh, that's so gross.
Also, the blankets and the pillows, those are the things that we think are the cleanest because they're usually taken out of a plastic bag. But what we don't realize is that those were at most washed once a day. And sometimes they're saying even they get washed once every 30 days. I cannot imagine that.
I thought they were all new.
No, definitely not. In fact, a lot of the budget airlines don't even have them in plastic bags. They just hand them out to you.
Yeah.
And I was recently on a flight coming back from Beihai. And I got handed a blanket, and I kind of thought about this because I had read this research before, and I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't use this on, like, my bare legs, right? And then I found, like, so many, like, random hairs in the blanket. Oh. I was like, oh, no thanks.
Oh, my God. Mm. The arms rest and seat belts, those were okay, I think, because you know that your hands are going to get dirty when you're on a plane trip and you're going to wash them several times.
No, definitely. The armrest is the number one area in the cabin for the highest levels of E. coli.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Even worse than the tray table.
Even worse than the tray table.
If you think when people get up to go to the toilet, now some people aren't very clean. They don't wash their hands, right?
The first thing
they do when they get back to their seat is lower themselves in.
Right. Yeah.
Especially if they're on a window seat, because you've got to shuffle through the gap, haven't you?
Right.
And you put your hands on the armrests.
Yep. And you got to buckle up, right? So you got to touch that.
Yeah, that's right.
If you just think about sheer numbers, most definitely the things that get touched the most frequently are going to have the most E. coli on them.
Yeah. Always use that wet tissue you get with the food. You know, I mean, it's such a good idea. In future, I'm not going to just wash my hands with it. I'm going to wash the whole plane with it.
But that's not enough. They should provide you with 10 pieces of such tissues.
Yeah. Definitely, I'm going to be more thorough about cleaning the areas.
But people will think that you're some sort of nutter, though, if you do that, Amy.
I know they will.
If they see you meticulously cleaning the seatbelt buckle and the armrest.
I'm a Lawai in China. People always think that I'm crazy anyway.
Now, there is only one thing that's a tiny, teeny little bit comforting for me. That is, if you book a first class ticket versus an economy class ticket, they're not going to clean the first class any better than they do with the economy class. How does that sound?
That makes me feel better.
You know, on a related topic, I mean, the dirtiest thing of all, you know what it is, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And we touch it every day. Yeah. It's absolutely filthy.
The doorknob?
Money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have you ever thought about that when you've taken, like, a note out of your wallet?
That's true. Mm-hmm. And yet you cannot wash it or clean it anyway.
Wash your hands.
That's called money laundering.
All right.